You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, the gentleman that we call Kai Diagram. Is here, Kai, from Diagram of the Heart.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Been ages.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to work it out. It must be this time last year, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Where's your other half?
Yeah.
He's in the studio.
Working.
Left him under lock and key.
I like that. He's working. You're doing the
front. I'm on frontman duty.
Okay.
Travelling up and down the country, but he's here. He's in the studio finishing off some stuff we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we need to get the album done so we can get it out.
How long will that be?
Yeah.
Summer, I reckon.
Yeah.
Last year was a warm up. I read something where you said you felt like you'd paid your dues now.
Yeah.
And this year is the year.
The collecting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like a tax man.
Yeah, no, last year, you know, we were getting out on the live circuit and we did all the festivals. We were doing the early morning shifts and, it was just earning our stripes on the live circuit, really, because being a live band is something we really want to focus on. And, so now it's time to release a proper single and get out there.
Let's Definitely. Talk about the video for If I Were You. There's lots of orange.
There is a lot of orange.
And
there
it's like a dictatorship working a factory.
There you go. That's it. Summed up pretty well. Next time someone asks me what the video is, I'm going to say it's a lot of orange.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, we overtook this derelict theatre in London and just painted the whole thing orange. I don't know why orange.
It's like you've been tangoed.
It was. It was like an orange advert. We should get sponsored by orange, really. But and that was the whole idea. It was this sort of Russian military feel to it. We wanted to do a big epic pop video, because they don't really do those anymore.
And actually, you've tapped into something quite current with the dictatorship thing, haven't you?
Yeah.
As the Middle East falls.
Wow.
Diagram of the Heart, capitalising on it.
Ours was like a warning. This is what could happen. But
do you now move up the festival bill for the rest of the year, for the season that is
you
upon us?
You confirmed for anything yet?
I hope so. All the offers are sort of coming in now. Obviously, they want to announce the big headline acts. So the next sort of month or two, they'll start announcing everyone else. I know last year we didn't actually confirm anything until like April, May, June time, because we'd only started gigging in April. So it's sort of, they all come in at the last minute.
Yeah. So, and then there's the time when you can't actually, you're not allowed to say,
we've had a lot of that recently.
Well, they don't tell me because I talk a lot.
And on Twitter.
I'll be on Twitter going, oh, guess what? I just had a phone call and we're playing here.
But I prefer that. I think that's nice.
I like that. I think it's good when people.
We have
do
to
that.
Have these awkward silences during interviews where someone will sit there and go, we'll go, so are you doing Glastonbury? And they'll go, no.
Yeah, I got told off because I was supposed to give the video exclusive to someone, and I didn't decide. Somebody sent me the link, so I just put it on Twitter going, oh, great, here's the video. And then I had about 30 vocals going, no, what have you done?
Oh. Kai, thank you very much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the tea. I like the fact that we tweeted ahead.
Yeah.
How do you like your tea?
Milk, no sugar.
There you go.
I'll see you at Glastonbury and in Ibiza.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Thank you for having me.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand, and tonight, someone I was hoping, I don't know why, would be really ugly, but she's not.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful to be in the presence of us.
Yay!
I feel like a total geek. This is Chantel.
Yay!
Hi!
Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you happy to spend some time with us this evening?
Yes.
Okay, Chantel is In Demand tonight.
In Demand.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Chantel still with us on the show this evening.
What?
Let's get chatting.
Yeah.
Talk to me, baby.
Now, we've spoken to you via satellite quite a few times.
Yes.
So this is the first time you've graced us with your presence properly.
I know. And the first thing I said as soon as I walked in, I was like, this is so cool. Like, people in radio in the UK are always hot. You know what I mean? Like, they always make me feel bad because they're cuter than me and dress
so
better than
stupid.
Me. And that's not cool. So, yeah. And you guys are so bubbly. I love it.
So, we were saying before we started, you've toured with New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Who else was on the list? Akon.
Yeah.
And
Beyonce
of course.
Yes.
And now you're with Mr. Jason Derulo.
Mr. Sexy himself.
How are you coping with that?
Jason Derulo. You can't just say it. You have to sing
his name. Well, he has graces with his presence on that stool. He's performed here for us as well.
And then you always have to say Beluga Heights.
Totally. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But he's a gentleman, isn't he?
He really is a sweetheart.
And I think people have a perception of, especially of American stars, that they're quite egotistical and quite sort of, I am the big I am. But he's not like that.
No, well, not around me, at least. He knows better.
He's always been.
would you give him what for if he did start behaving like a diva? Would you be like,
yeah,
oh,
I would
I'm
put him in his
out.
Place. I'd be like, listen, boy. sit down.
I think for you, because you're from quite a relaxed place, you know, Barbados is pretty chilled out.
We're chill, yeah. We're very chill in Barbados. Very.
Does that mean you don't take kindly to people who do behave like that?
Yeah, it bothers me. It really does, because where I'm from, people aren't like that. You know what I mean? Like, we just, everyone is treated equally, and we just have a, I guess, a culture of wanting to always make people feel comfortable and whatever. So there's never any like diva-ness or whatever. It's just not.
Do you experience that on any of the tours that you've had with any of the artists without naming any names?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to name names, but I mean, that's just common. You know what I mean? Like, some artists are divas and some are not. Some are very nice, and but most of them I've met are actually quite charming.
Did you spend time with Beyonce? Did she come and talk to you?
She's really sweet, man. Like, she came and got me, and I was really scared. I didn't know I was going to be that starstruck.
Who would you choose if you could choose anyone at this moment?
Yeah, who could be your support act?
Who could be my support
act? So, I think there's a girl called Rihanna. She's struggling a bit. She might need
whatever. Riri is by far not struggling. She is touring in Australia right now and just kicking butt.
Is that where she is?
Yeah.
She's amazing. She speaks to her regularly.
Yeah, well, not as much as I would like to, but, you know, every once in a while. Like, it was just her birthday, and I guess she had a good time.
We saw some photos.
Yeah.
The cupcakes
Lucy
for the Barbados.
But yeah, Riri's really sweet, and I got to co-write on Loud, so I'm very proud of that, you know, being that it was all number one album and all that. So if you guys like Man Down, that was me writing on it.
Yeah.
Rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum.
So we need to play Chantal's song.
I think I need to go to Barbados and find out where you girls get this spirit from.
Let's talk about Barbados next. Can you introduce Perfect Nightmare for us?
I can. This is my next UK single, Perfect Nightmare, produced by the Rodney Jerkins.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Chantal's still with us on the show this evening. We played Perfect Nightmare earlier. Let's talk about how, because obviously earlier in the interview you were chatting about how relaxed you are being sort of brought up where you were and stuff like that. What is it about that place?
There's something in the water.
Yeah. It literally is. The UK can be quite a stressful place sometimes. Yeah. We could probably learn a thing or two.
Well, I mean, in Barbados, I mean, we're very lucky. We have great weather all year round. The sun's always out. So that's good for being in a good mood, having a lot of sun. But, you know, I think it's like a really big tourist destination too. So the people just enjoy, like I said, making others comfortable, and it's really small, so it's kind of like one neighborhood, honestly. Like, the whole of Barbados is like a small town, so everyone's buddies with each other. Like, if you're in the same generation, you're friends, you party together, you hang out, so it's very tightly knit sort of society, and that just, I guess, that just breeds a culture of giving and sharing. And
you're always here in the UK, you're always coming over. Do you have like little rituals that you have to do when you do come here? Do you have like a certain food that you have to eat, or a certain shop you have to go to?
I have to have Nando's.
Yay!
I have to go to Topshop, where I was yesterday, where I met some fans. It was so cute. That was the last thing I expected. I was like at the cashier buying some shoes, and then some fans came up and were like, "We don't want to bother you." I was like, "Come on." But yeah, Nando's for sure. And I always have to find like an Indian spot.
Let's get a song on that you love in the chart right now.
Oh, right now, I'm loving a lot of UK artists right now, from KDB to Jessie J to, but I really, I'm down with the Price Tag song. I think that might be like my favorite. I find myself singing it all the time. Mm. I'm just like, it's not about the money. I just keep singing it. Cha-ching, cha-ching, ain't about the, bling, bling. I like that song.
Awesome. You can't help yourself though with that, can you? I'm the same.
Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. I love it.
Let's play Price Tag.
Yeah.
Chantal, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Come back soon.
I'll be back.
You're listening to the In Demand Podcast. The podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight for the very first time. Cock and Bull Kid on the show with us. So hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
I should explain the physics of Cock and Bull Kid, being yourself, Anita.
Yep.
And it's just you.
Yes, it is just me. Obviously, when I play live, we've got a live band.
Yeah,
I write all the songs.
Okay, so let's get a few stats. Full name?
Anita Blay.
Hometown?
Hackney in London.
Favourite place to go on holiday?
Ooh, good one. I really like either Rome or Prague was good.
Oh, nice.
Cheap as well to get a beer. Yeah.
City break kind of girl.
I'm a city break girl.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, and finally, favourite cheese.
Oh, halloumi.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. That's a good one. It's quite nice late at night when you've had a few too much to drink and you go to... Oh,
exactly. It feels like it kind of does... It's a bit more than cheese, but it's a bit like less than...
Yeah, it kind of fills you up a bit.
Yeah.
Unless good you get the really salty one that like chews, like you're eating rubber or something.
Oh, I like the rubbery cheese.
Do you? Yeah. When it squeaks on your teeth. Yeah.
No, not that rubbery. No.
So that's kind of the trivial facts about you, which we always like to find out about our new artists when they come into the show. Explain the concept behind Cock and Bull Kid. What does the name mean?
Yes.
What's this all about, essentially?
Well, I guess it's a play on calling myself a storyteller or a nonsense merchant, if you want to put it that way. I often wrote little short stories or little ditties when I was younger, and I just always liked the idea of becoming a storyteller or having a name that sort of was a sort of slight play on that. So that's all it is. It's something I just threw together that's just happened to have stuck.
So you've now translated that into music.
Of course.
How did you explain this to a record label? Goodness me.
I like to write stories.
I wrote a song about it. Like, I've got a song on the album which I gave away as a free download earlier in the year, which is called Cock and Ball Kid, which kind of just explains, you know, it explains without explaining, because I think people were just like, why have you got that name? Or some people be like, that's an awful name. I thought, well, I'm just writing a song about it. So get the album if you would like to know what bit more about that.
Nice plug.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, we should talk about your single, Hold On To Your Misery, because in itself, that's a... It's a really nice, uplifting song, but the actual story behind it, again, we're going back to sort of the dark kind of initial feelings. Is it a kind of a song where you do hold on to whatever's happened to you and made you miserable, in a sense to make you then appreciate the good, or is it more about reminiscing?
It's about knowing how important it is sometimes to not always, like, having ideals, which is great, or being perfect, or whatever it is that is the complete opposite of, I think, what makes people human and believable and, you know, have character. I think it's more like that, especially if you're a writer, if you're a creative, or any, if you create something, you need to be able to go through emotions like that, I think. To be just one of, to be completely happy all the time isn't very healthy.
No. Let's play the song. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes. This is Hold On To Your Misery.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Cock and Bull Kid still with us on the show tonight. Now we need to talk about, well, you've obviously spoken already about Eternal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you also are influenced by the Queen of Pop.
Madge.
Her Royal Majesty.
Yeah.
Very soon. We're just going to start you thinking about this already, because in about 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to ask you to choose a Madonna song for us to play.
Is this live?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, we should talk about...
We inserted the song in the middle.
Okay.
Just so
you know. The fact that all of the, you know, all of her albums, obviously, are pretty damn good, I'd say, apart from American Life, not the biggest
one. I like American Life. I don't like Hard Candy.
That's the one I haven't listened to.
I wasn't very impressed by the singles. You don't get back.
Yeah. Really, okay.
When you were growing up, did your family ever get a bit worried when you were dancing around to Madonna? Because I used to put my leotard on, dance around to Madonna, copy all the dance moves, and my mum would be a bit like, whoa.
You know,
she's a bit, you know, watch her, you're only like 6 or 7 and you're copying her.
Yeah, I can imagine. To be honest, when I was really, really young, I liked Madonna in a sort of peripheral sense, in like, oh, you know, her big hits sort of thing.
Yes.
But it wasn't until later, when I was a bit, when my parents weren't really bothered with what I was listening to, that I really got into it. Started like listening to the back catalogue and got really obsessed with her YouTube videos and stuff like that. It was, it's only like maybe I say in the last 5 or 6 years I've really got into it.
Do you have a favourite album of hers?
I think Like a Prayer.
Oh, it's great.
Or is it Like a Virgin?
Like a Prayer is a good one. It's got like O Father on it.
It's got
like
O Father. It's got all the best ones. Or True Blue.
Yeah, that's a good one as well,
I'd say. But even Confessions is a really good album. Like, sonically,
amazing album.
And conceptually, it's a really great album. I know a lot of people say that she isn't that good anymore, but if you listen to Confessions, I think
that's one where you can turn it up really loud and just not care about anything and just get everything out of your system.
Brilliant album.
Your album apparently is influenced by the likes of Buggles and Enya as well.
Yeah, not just those two.
Not just those two. They're two that are mentioned in your bio. They're the two that stand out.
I'm just
going to
look over this bio again.
Polyphonic Spree
Polyphonic Spree. Look, I think while I was actually recording the album and writing, like, sort of, I'd say the latter half of it, I didn't really listen to anything. I tried not to listen to anything or anything that was made in the last 10 years, I'd say. And I didn't really go out like to gigs and stuff or read things just because I wanted to write something that was, I felt that I was pulling it out of somewhere of me, yeah. As opposed to just being so, do you know what I mean, inundated with current
saturated
sounds.
Else.
Yeah, I didn't want that to, I didn't want, you know, that to result in an album. So, yeah, so I listened to a lot of that, Paul Simon, like old R&B things like Aaliyah and Brandy and Mary J, like lots of different things. That's why I think the album does sound quite diverse, but I didn't want it to sound so, you know, scatterbrained. Mm. So we knew that we, like, I knew I wanted, in bits, I wanted it to be quite worldly. So I knew that we wanted loads of marimbas and big toms, loads of like steel drums and lots of piano. So yeah, I just wanted it to sound quite world, but still very pop. So hopefully that's what we, yeah.
And now you need to choose a Madonna song for us.
Yes.
To
oh, later. Excellent. Okay.
Ooh. There's so many to choose from.
I know. Right. Do you? Is there a chance that you'd have Dear Jesse?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, you we can find Dear Jesse.
Excellent. Yes, yeah. Dear Jesse.
We definitely can.
I'd say that's such amazing. An underrated song.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
The video is great as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a song on the album which you actually reference Dear Jesse. Oh. When you hear it, you'll know what it is.
Pink Elephants and Lemonade.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you very much for
thank
coming.
You. Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand. You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Nicole Scherzinger
Yay.
Is back with us on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back. We spoke to you just before Christmas, I think, for
yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
So it's good to chat to you again.
I know. I'm happy to be back.
How was your Christmas and New Year? I'm sure it seems like a distant memory
God,
now.
Yeah. Gosh, so much has happened since then. It's crazy how time flies. Like, you think it's like the beginning, like, 1 minute it's like the new year, you're making your resolution, and the next minute it's March.
I know.
What was your resolution? Like, anything good?
Just to make the best album that I could.
Aww.
And I'm guessing you have done that.
Yes. Of course she has.
Yes, I have.
Let's talk about the people who are on this album. It's called Killer Love. You've got Sting and Enrique on there, haven't you?
They're very different to each other.
Yeah. Well, actually, people have heard the Enrique song. It's the heartbeat song
okay,
that we did.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I love that song so much.
It's a great
and
song.
So I put it on the album. Actually, the only other collaboration that I have on the album is with Sting.
How was that? Did you actually get to meet up with him and record the vocals? Because I know a lot of the time it's sort of via email, one of you in another studio.
You know, it's crazy. It's usually like that for me as well. And he doesn't work that way. And he's amazing. And I got to meet him and work with him in the studio.
What was he like? Was he really nice or was he quite miserable? I always imagined him quite grumpy.
Oh, my gosh. He's so lovely. He's like just a walking yogi, you know, like just this amazing energy and great chi from him. And
are you a yoga lady or are you more Pilates kind of girl?
I'm a runner.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the
I
best
used to
exercise
do...
though, because it gets everything going, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm a runner. That's like kind of where I get a lot of where my ideas and stuff. But I do like yoga.
Did Sting pass any tips to you from that perspective? Or?
No,
he's just a
he
very
wasn't
relaxed
doing
kind
yoga
of guy.
At the same time while recording.
You never know. During a break, he might have gone into a Zen position or something like that.
Lotus position.
Channel the new music.
Yeah,
that'd be quite good.
Now, obviously, he's an older man, but for an older man, I mean, for me, like, you know, Sean Connery, James Bond, he's quite
gosh.
A handsome
he's
older man.
He's classic and yeah. handsome. He's really gorgeous, and like I said, the energy that comes off of him is just—you could just tell that he really takes care of himself.
Wow.
And he just, you know, mind, body, spirit, he's just healthy and whole all the way around.
Oh, wow. That's what we should all be like when we get older. Yeah, you need some tips. You need to sort
it was
your life
amazing.
Out.
How many people get to say they've done, you know, collaborated Absolutely. With Sting? So,
and what's the song like?
It's a lovely song. I actually did the song with Dream and Tricky. You probably know Dream and Tricky from, they did Single Ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're a great team, great group of guys. And, the song is called Powers Out. It's a really beautiful song. It's basically saying, like, when your power's out and you're feeling low on energy and things aren't going right, I'll be there for you.
Oh, or just give Sting a call and he'll make you happy.
That guy's got such natural energy. He could probably power a whole town.
He's probably like, yeah, he could probably do like a whole solar power thing.
Yeah. He would do the solar power thing.
Now, the new single is amazing. We were in love with Poison completely and we played it so, so much on the radio.
Oh,
everybody
thank you.
Everybody adored it.
It's this, fun and dangerous, right?
Yeah. Completely. This new one goes to a different place completely. It almost harks back to the 80s a little bit in its synths and its darkness.
Yeah. I got a little bit of an 80s vibe on a lot of my tracks, especially some of the tracks I did with Red One. But this song, I'm always keeping you guessing because it is a lot different from Poison. But I love the message of this song, and I think it's important. The song's about kind of, letting go of the past and, you know, coming into a new self and new beginnings and moving forward in your life. So it's a very empowering song.
And it can kind of be applied in different scenarios. I mean, I guess in terms of relationships, if someone, you know, has treated you badly and they want to get you back and you're saying,
yeah.
Don't hold your breath, I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, was it originally a Timbaland and Kerry Hilson song?
No, I don't know where people got that.
Because I've heard a song that's almost, it's similar in its style, but it's a lot faster and it's obviously got the Timbaland production and all of that. But I don't think it's exactly the same.
Because you came to me and you said, I wonder if this is the same
song.
Because we were like, well, not sure.
We'd heard the name of your song, but we were yet to obviously find what it sounded like anywhere a couple of months ago. So we were looking online and the only one we could come up with was this Timbaland one.
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Of quite a few people said this to you then. It sounded like you'd heard it before.
A couple of people, yeah, but you never know. I mean, they also say, I want to have kids now, so the internet's crazy.
That's all that comes up on the Google News search for you at the moment, Nicole.
Nicole's going to be a strict mum.
I'm like, what are they talking about? I am birthing an album and that's it. And it's amazing. I'm proud of my 14 of my children.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Mummy album.
Let's play the new song. Nicole, can you introduce it for us? We'll get it
Woo-hoo!
On now.
This is my next single. It's Don't Hold Your Breath.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Nicole Scherzinger is still with us on the show tonight. We played Don't Hold Your Breath a little earlier. The line, which I adore in the song, is the bad movie ends and the screen fades to black. It's quite a profound statement.
I'm doing
an acoustic set after this. And it's really special with that song.
Okay.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen and you could not wait for it to fade to black?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. What about you guys?
I've seen quite a few crap ones of late.
Have you?
Yeah. It's that kind of rubbish that you watch on late night TV, isn't it? And you think,
like the made for TV
bed,
movies.
But then it's like giant octopus versus giant shark, that kind
of
thing.
Oh my gosh.
I liked that mega shark octopus one, only because it was so rubbish, it was good.
Tiffany was in it. Do you remember Tiffany from the 80s? I think we're alone now.
I'm not going to knock this movie because I've never seen it. But since you're talking about giant octopuses and sharks, have you heard of that one movie, The Piranhas?
Yeah. In 3D.
Who is this? I don't know. I can't take this.
Someone
is it in 3D? Oh, please don't tell me it's in 3D.
Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, that's wrong.
Now, have you just finished filming yourself scenes for Men in Black 3? Is that true?
Yeah, I just finished Men in Black 3. It's just a cameo role, but I actually start the movie out and I played the girlfriend of the villain in the movie. So,
So are you a villain too?
I'm kind of badass.
Are you an alien?
I'm not going to lie. Actually, I'm not an alien.
That would have
been
interesting.
Which is why I die.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
It's a true story. You guys were like,
oh my God.
Who's your boyfriend? Who plays your boyfriend? Do we know him?
Jermaine Clement. He's from the Flight of the Conchords.
Yes. Amazing.
You know, there's Brit and Jermaine.
Yeah.
He's Jermaine.
Oh, okay.
I bet he was keeping you laughing during filming, wasn't he?
We're both pretty goofy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We were
joking with each other saying, don't mess this scene up for me because we'd actually like to be able to use one of these. So.
Oh, what was it like working with Will Smith, though, of course? Because he's.
I actually didn't have any scenes with him, but I came in on the first day to do the table read, which I was so nervous. this, you guys. This is like a major, ginormous movie, my first movie, and there's like a thousand people sitting around this ginormous table. It must have been like 20 tables combined to be one big round table, and I was, of course, late, which I'm always late, and he just ran up to me, and he just gave me a hug. He's great. On one of his songs, on one of his older albums, and we're like label mates, and he's just got to be one of the nicest people in the entire industry.
And now has the biggest showbiz family of all time.
I know. It's crazy.
They're doing something right over there. Yeah. I don't know
they're
what
like
they're
the Von
doing.
Trapps. It's like a whole family of just talented people. Yeah,
crazy
love it.
Talented as well, right?
Yeah, completely.
Definitely.
And good people, really good people.
Okay, now we have to talk about the X Factor because every week there's a different blimmin' rumor. And I bet for you, you're like, can someone just tell me what's going on already? Because one minute Cheryl Cole's going to be on the judging panel of the X Factor. Then, this is in the US, then she's being moved out of the way to make more of a Sunita role, like Sunita in the UK. Uh-huh. And then the latest rumor is that you're going to be on the judging panel. What's the latest, Nicole?
I want you on our panel.
I
don't know what the latest rumor is, but I like that rumor with me on the panel. That's for sure.
What one would you prefer to do, the US or UK? Because, of course, you've got sort of romantic interest in the UK, so it would be nice for you to sort of stay here. But on the other hand, career-wise for you?
It's hard because I live in Los Angeles, and I'm just used to everything being right there, you know? So, but I do love the UK so much, so...
Yeah.
Well, I think if Cheryl does Deserters and goes to America, I think you should properly come and take her seat.
I'd love
How crazy would that be,
though,
right?
Amazing.
Like, she's going to the US and then me in the UK. That's kind of
But you earned
weird.
Your stripes last year, Nicole.
You more than earned your stripes.
Did I earn my stars and stripes?
Damn, yeah.
Thanks, girl.
I think we need you and Katy Perry on the panel.
That'd be immense.
For me, that'd be amazing.
I had a really good time on the show. I'm so happy it was well received. I don't know if I knew what I was doing, but I really did enjoy my time on the show.
Well, if you didn't know, you had us fooled, that's for sure.
Oh my God, yeah.
I always say when they ask me if I want to come back, I was like, I say I'd love to, but I don't want to. I ended on such a high, I don't want to go back and mess it up.
I don't think you would, because you, when we spoke to you before, you were like, I literally spent hours rehearsing everything. I put everything into anything I do. And I can't imagine you messing up because you're not that sort of person.
I did actually, before, when they asked me to do it, I said, well, if I go on the show, I want to make sure I mentally prepare myself because I realize I'm going to be watching a lot of singers with a lot of people, you know, who are trying to pursue their dreams. And I'm like, how am I going to be able, and I can't let everyone go through, how am I going to be able to tell them this? And so I actually put a little time into thinking of how I could kind of be constructive and positive, and so.
Well, when you look at J-Lo on American Idol, I mean, there was that awful scene the other week where she broke down because she had to send that Chris Medina home. And that was so sad because he's got such a hard home life as well. Like, he looks after his fiance she's really badly ill because she was in a car crash and she's paralyzed and all of that. But I think she just had to take herself out of that box and go, right, talent-wise, is he going to go through? And he was such a nice guy as well. He wasn't sort of sat there going, oh, poor me.
It's hard because, like, you get really into it. I didn't even want to leave boot camp because I was like, I want to have the biggest house and you guys can all come to my house. but then when you have to separate yourself from it and say, you know, everybody's got a path in their life and it has a purpose. And is this really what it's meant? Even if they really wanted, is this what they're meant to do? And I'm not the person to choose that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I'm a strong believer of that.
I think we need to come up with a list of demands for you. If Simon Cowell rings you up and says, right, I want you on one of the X Factors, you need to play it with him a bit and go, okay, if you want me that bad, I need this, this, and this. What are you going to demand off Mr. Cowell?
I want his boat.
Okay, yeah, good start. Like that.
I want his... hair dryer. And I want, what else can I have?
His house.
Yeah, his house. He's really
I want
house.
His house yeah. and a
and his
and
black
I
toilet
want...
roll. He has black toilet roll in his house.
A what?
He has black toilet roll.
With his initials on.
Yeah, this is true.
He wipes his bum with black toilet paper.
Yeah. At his house. We have this on authority from Leona Lewis and also Alexandra Burke. He does have black toilet paper.
I thought I was the only one. I'm just joking.
Nicole, pleasure talking to you again, and come and see us soon, okay?
Yay, thank you.
Take care. Good luck with the single and the
album. All right, thanks,
thanks
y'all.
Nicole.
Thanks for everything so much.
Aww, take care.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.